I think one of the biggest things that is potentially good, and the devil's in the details and how it's implemented, is the healthcare exchange. I would argue one of the fundamental problems of our health insurance system is that the consumer is not the customer of the health insurance policy. They make very little to no decisions. You get a job, your employer says, okay, we've got Blue Cross, you can HMO or PPO, but you know what, you're getting Blue Cross, and that's just that. You know, the federal tax code says you can only change once a year, you can only have your kids and your wife on there, and all sorts of rules about how you do this. You know, the state comes and says your health insurance plan needs to look like this. We take all the choice away from the consumer, and in reality, we take away all the choice away from the doctor, and we do everything opposite of what we know is good economics. The exchange helps create that. It's like, oh, I can pick my own health insurance company. That's good. As long as there's real choice, you know, that's good. You know, businesses bind together 100, 200, however many employees. Why can't individuals do that? You know, why are businesses specially endowed for that kind of an economic transaction and individuals aren't? I don't think that makes a lot of sense. And I think that's a lot of our problems with healthcare is that the consumer is not the customer. The health exchange, while a government intervention, kind of gets back to that system. Though I think we should be clear that government has kind of created a lot of the problems in our healthcare system with their intervention with the HMO Act of 1970. What I don't like about the Affordable Health Care Act, I mean, there's a fair amount of mandates, but I mean, this is a 2,000-some-odd page law that deferred a lot of the decision-making to the executive branch. What you've seen, you know, there's fair studies that businesses in the United States are sitting on $2 trillion, give or take, on their balance sheets, cash, that they can invest into the companies, grow their businesses, whatever. What they are not doing is using that money because they do not know what the future holds because these branches have so much decision-making power about what it's going to cost to hire somebody in the next couple of years. They're waiting to see what happens. And I don't like this deferral of power to the executive branch where they can do all sorts of things and you don't know what. And part of this you can see early on is the number of waivers. You know, who orders the waivers or who allows for the waivers? What decisions are they made on? What political considerations are there? You know, if you have a system where you need to give thousands of waivers, you probably have a bad system. You know, and I think we're seeing early signs that this system is probably doomed to fail in that regard. I wouldn't have passed it to begin with. I would have undone many of the federal interventions that led to the problems we have today. I mean, I'd say, okay, first, the consumer needs to be the driver of the health insurance. They should be able to structure their health insurance policy how they see fit, you know, and print the choice back onto consumers and doctors in how they practice medicine, how they get paid, and so on. For the life of me, I don't know why the federal government's involved in most of it. I mean, if you look at interstate commerce, okay, yeah, the U.S. government has power to regulate interstate commerce, but most of us see our doctors here. Why is there a federal law that involves an annual checkup? Who cares? You know, but you have all these agencies and all these bureaucracies making decisions here, there, and there, and, you know, and you've got doctors who are aggravated in how they practice medicine. You've got patients who are not getting what they want. You get all this problem. I think, you know, taking some of this away, and we talked briefly on the radio show about, you know, making sure that the healthcare decisions are made, you know, calibrated to good outcomes, that we don't do defensive medicine, that we don't do, you know, any number of things, that we don't waste time, waste money in terms of healthcare. You know, and like I said, it tends to be a very complicated federal question because the federal government's over-involved in it.